spinning like a ghost on the bottom of a top. I'm haunted by all the space that I will live without you.
I know. It's Eric Clapton, George Harrison, and the Beatles, yada, yada, yada. My guitar gently weeps. One good thing about this throat lung thing that I have is that it makes my voice lower, which means my stocks go up a little bit, about 20%. And I can probably do New York commercials pretty soon if it keeps getting lower. Buffalo Springfield, Everybody's Wrong, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, On the Way Home, John Fahey, The Desperate Man Blues, Derek and the Dominoes with Layla, Back to Ford, Aretha Franklin, Don't Play That Song, Richard Brodigan did the little song, Boo Forever, and the Beatles, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Kings Rook Cycles. Al Perry's going to be by in about an hour and 6 minutes. Kings Rook Cycles of Beverly is not the biggest motorcycle dealer around. In fact, they're pretty much of a small-time shop. But they are the authorized dealers for Triumphs, Hondas, and Yamahas. And they just can't tell you what they have too many of, because they have too much of nothing. They have the three top-selling motorcycles in the country. So you drop in there, you tell them what you want in a motorcycle, and they'll fit one to your budget and needs, and even show you how to drive it if you want that. They're out in the country and easy to get to. Exit 19 off Route 128 North. Another name for that is Brimble Avenue. Kings Rook is on Brimble. They have the mechanics and the time to take care of your Triumph, Honda, and Yamaha repairs. They're open until 9 p.m. most nights. Give them a call at 927-3400 tomorrow. Kings Rook, also nice hockey game coming up. I think it's at 2 o'clock. If it's not at 2 o'clock, please tell me. Kings Rook also sells used motorcycles and guarantees them. So, see the small-time dealers lots of time. 30 minutes from Boston, 30 minutes from New Hampshire. It's Kings Rook Cycles, exit 19 off 128 North in Beverly. Should we do the Lone Ranger? A little bit of the Lone Ranger. You don't get to hear too much of the Lone Ranger these days, except on the other side. But then, you know, who listens to the other side? Hold on a second.
B.B. King. B.B. King will be making his biggest Boston appearance at the Boston Arena on April 30th. Playing with B.B. King, Boston's own Jerome. Also starring is Alex Taylor. One of these days at Hub. That's all at the Boston Arena on April 30th. Tickets are available at Hub, Out of Town, and all other ticket agencies, plus the Boston Arena. For more information, call 267-3810. Thank you.
All right, hold on. I got a better way to do this. Hold on a second. I'm gonna just wait. I'll be right back. Hold on a second.
This is WBCN, folks.
Let's see if I just put. Let's see. Wait a second. Fourth cut.
It's all a hype.
Okay. Let's see.
Home in my spare time.
We'll be right back. Nation. Listen to WBCN in Boston.
Sat in the hot sun on the doorstep of a small ranch house. His shoulders were slumped and his head was bowed and resting on his cupped hands. He heard horses approaching on the dusty road, but he didn't look up until a man's voice called. Two men were dismounting. One was an Indian. The other wore a mask. At first, Jeb Grundy was startled.
What?
Then he laughed bitterly.
If this is a robbery, mister, you've come to the wrong place. I'm cleaned out.
We're not robbers. We want nothing but water for our horses.
Oh, well, help yourself. The trough's right over there.
Me lead horses there, Kemosabe.
Thanks, Tonto.
Come, Silver. Come, Scout.
Are you Jeb Grundy?
Yes. How'd you know?
Captain Carter told me about you. He's a friend of mine.
I was a bugler in his company.
Yes, he told me. He said you'd left the army and bought this ranch.
If you're Captain Carter's friend, you're no outlaw in spite of that mask. Who are you?
The captain knows me as the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Doggone, if I'd been thinking straight, I'd have known it was you when you called your partner Tonto and your horse Silver. I've heard a lot about you.
Jeb, you said you'd been cleaned out.
Yes, I owed money on this place, so today the sheriff held an auction sale. I'm out of debt, but everything's gone, including Solitaire. I have 4 weeks to vacate the property.
Who is Solitaire?
My horse. He carried me through many a hard battle. When he was going to be shot, I persuaded the colonel to let me have him. I was being mustered out, you see.
Had the horse grown too old?
No, he was right in his prime when he fell and hurt his leg. He had a bad limp, and the army decided to get rid of him. He doesn't limp anymore, but his leg is weak, so I kept it bandaged.
Jeb's horse had been bought by 12-year-old Billy Winters, who lived in Clarksville, about 15 miles away. Billy's widowed mother was in the kitchen at supper time when she looked through the window and saw Billy returning from the auction with a big black horse.
Billy, where did you get that horse?
At the auction.
But, Billy, you had no money to buy a horse.
I had $10 I'd saved, so I bid $10. No one else would bid because Solitaire once had a bad leg. But he's fine now. Aren't you, Solitaire? We're going to win a lot of money, Mom, enough so you'll be able to start the restaurant you've always talked about.
Billy, dear.
I mean it, Mom. I'm going to ride Solitaire in the big Frontier Day race.
Early the following morning, Billy went with Solitaire to a level, grassy plain. As he rode back and forth to exercise and strengthen his horse, he was watched by the Lone Ranger and Tonto, who had camped at the edge of a woods that bordered the plain.
Last night in town, me hear Billy plan to enter race.
The Frontier Day race is a long one, Tonto. Strength and courage count for more than speed. If you can strengthen his leg, and if Solitaire puts his heart into that race, you'll not be the last to finish. We could teach Billy how to ride in a race, and with Jeb Grundy's help,
Here's a look.
Where you go, Kemosabe?
I'm going to ask Jeb to help Solitaire win that race. Easy, steady, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Thank you.
As Frontier Day drew near, Clarksville was crowded with visitors. Most of the talk dealt with a big race. There was considerable laughter over the hopes of Billy Winters with his $10 war horse.
That critter will still be running the next day, trying to finish the race.
They're laughing, Mom, but I don't care. Solitaire may not look as slick as the others, but he'll show 'em.
Billy, such faith as yours should be rewarded, but I hope you'll not be too disappointed.
No one knew that Billy and Solitaire went to the grassy plain each day at dawn, where they were met by the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Jeb Grundy. Daily, the three men taught the boy fine points of strategy and gave careful attention to the training of the horse, while Tonto rubbed and massaged the muscles in the leg that had been injured.
Now, Billy, go ahead. Ride to that post, then turn back.
Come on, Solitaire!
It was the day of the big race. Billy and Solitaire were in the center of a long row of horses and riders. The boy's mother was in the crowd to watch the start. Billy saw nothing of his masked friend, Tonto or Jeb Grundy. The starter raised his gun. The long race settled down to a steady gait. Solitaire was running about halfway between the first horse and the last.
Come on, Solitaire!
There were nine horses ahead when Billy rounded the halfway mark and started back. The course lay across the grassy plain, close to the woods where the Lone Ranger and his friends had camped.
Come on, Solitaire! Come on, boy! Come on!
The great-hearted horse tried to give more. He passed two horses, but there were seven still in front, and the leg that had been injured was beginning to hurt. The racing horses were thundering past the woods, and then a big white stallion dashed from the trees with two men riding. It was Silver. The Lone Ranger was in the saddle, and behind the saddle rode a soldier. It was Jeb in his old uniform.
Silver!
As Silver raced abreast, not far from Solitaire, Jeb Grundy raised his bugle. He sounded charge. Solitaire heard the bugle. It was the old familiar call to action. It was his beloved master back in battle. Solitaire forgot his leg. He found new strength for a great surge of speed. He passed two horses, then a third.
Come on, Solitaire!
It's a beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And a Beetle Bomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And a Beetle Bomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And Beetle Bomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault and Battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Beetle Bomb. Around a turn, heading for home. It's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third, and Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear. And now they come down to the wire, and it's number one, and now number two, and it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left, and Lewis is in there slugging, and it's a battle, and now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring, there's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Beetle Bomb.
That evening, Jeb Grundy had supper with Billy and his mother. After the meal, the soldier said,
"With cooking like that, your restaurant will sure be a success, Mrs. Winters."
"Mr. Grundy, I think you should take half the prize money. After all, Solitaire was your horse."
"Oh, I couldn't do that, ma'am."
"Why not be partners in the restaurant?"
"Oh, now, Billy."
"That's a fine idea. There'll be more work than I'm able to handle, and Billy has to be in school."
"I'd sure like a job in town where I'd be near Solitaire."
"Then it's settled. We'll call our place the War Horse Cafe."
"That's a good name, ma'am. And I'm thinking we'll never forget the man who made it possible."
"Shut up!